Okay, what are you seeing?
So everybody is running up onto a hill right now. We've heard that an 8.2-foot swell is coming in. Everybody's running very fast. They're ditching their bikes. I am going to step out of the way right now. There's a huge wave coming in. It's taking apart the harbor.
Oh, wow.
You can hear boats crashing into each other. There's sheriff coming through air. There's a huge swell coming in. They think it's 8.2 feet. There are thousands of people lining the harbor, so everybody's running out of the way. Boats are crashing into each other. We've never seen the water this high, I don't think, here. It's coming in slowly, but it's coming in surely. Yeah, the docks are moving violently all up and down the harbor.
Where are you right now, Nick?
I am under the railroad bridge in the Santa Cruz Harbor in Santa Cruz, California.
Are you safe?
I am safe. I am in the upper harbor. Somebody just said, here's the big one, so I'm going to go back up onto the hill.
Okay, keep telling us what you're seeing.
Sure. So people are still running up the hill trying to get onto the bridges above. We don't know what's happening as of yet. The water is pretty still right now. It doesn't seem to be rising anymore.
I'm just going to back up.
But, you know, hundreds of people just ran away from the shores and we're waiting to see what happens next. But that was definitely the most violent surge we've seen yet. It comes about 4 hours after the first wave that we saw, and it was the first time we saw waves in the actual harbor, which is it's a man-made harbor, so there's a pylon to protect the harbor against waves, but there was definitely a swell and a wave coming all the way down through the upper harbor. The water is going out violently again. So if you want to stay on the line with me, I can...
Yeah, let's just go with this. We'll stay with you.
The sheriffs are kicking us out. So I'm going to jump up onto the hill. Mandatory evacuation, the sheriffs are saying. They're getting everybody off. The water is coming down pretty rapidly now. Docks are slamming into the other docks. Some people are staying on the shore with their video cameras, but most people have left and are climbing up onto the bridges above.
You know, I'd heard that reports that some surfers had gone out this morning. Had you seen any of that, or is anybody else in the water?
You know, there are no real breaks around the harbor, except for one time a year when they dredge the harbor, so there haven't been any surfers out. I talked to some hooligans who were saying that they wish they could have gone out this morning, but because the surf was really gnarly, they haven't seen an 8-foot wave in a long time. Boats are crashing into each other pretty violently right now. A catamaran is crashing into another catamaran, and it looks like it's sustaining pretty big damage. Now the water is coming in faster than I've seen it before. You can hear it in the background. Docks are swinging. The wave is about 4 feet. It seems like maybe 5 feet. It's up onto the shore, and it's about to hit a big set of unmoored boats, and you'll be able to hear when this happens right now. There's about 100 boats in the upper harbor, and they're all violently shaking right now. You can hear the oohs and ahs of the people who are whose boats are being hurt. I'm seeing boats being pummeled over and over and over again. Police are still evacuating people from the shores, but it looks like the water is still rising over and over. One second.
30 pounds that comes back down the harbor, you don't want to be down.
Right.
As someone witnessing this, how does it feel to watch this?
I mean, I can tell you that when I was a student at the UC, I used to be in the rowing team, and the entire dock where our boats were is now gone. All of the boats are gone. I lived a block and a half away from this harbor 3 years ago, and I used to come down here every day. The harbor is devastated, and it's going to be for a long time. This is one of the hearts of Santa Cruz. You know, this is one of the most beautiful places. It's where people come to walk their dogs, where people come to congregate. There's a lot of restaurants around here. It's a hub of Santa Cruz, and it's definitely going to be hurt for a long time. I see a gentleman I talked to whose boat has been very injured, and he's walking away crying, it seems like, right now with his dog.
And it sounds quiet now. There was a lot of yelling earlier. What's the quiet that I'm hearing?
Well, the quiet is that everybody has gone off the bank, pretty much. And now the water is sort of flowing down, but that was definitely the biggest flow we've had yet.
Do you get the sense that it's going to get bigger?
So there's still water coming up, but much slower than before. People are starting to walk down off the hills now and survey the damage, but the water is still coming in strong. People are going back up onto the bridges where they were kicked off of before, because that's one of the only safe places. It doesn't seem like being on the shore is necessarily safe right now, although the water is still many feet away. Water is still coming in. It's been coming in for about 4 minutes now, and we haven't seen a swell this big yet. The sheriff's department said this was probably it was estimated to be an 8.2 foot swell, whereas the last ones that inflicted a lot of damage themselves were only 3.2.
Now that it's subsided, how are you feeling?
You know, people are pretty much standing on the sidelines and pretty much silence. I think people are in awe of what just happened, and in awe of mostly of property damage, but of the destruction of a place they hold so dearly. You know, you rarely see this many people out in Santa Cruz at the same place at the same time. This is an event to watch. There was a tsunami here apparently last year, and people are saying that this is much worse than that ever was.
Approximately how many, forgive me if you've already told me this, approximately how many people are out there with you, and do you have any sense of who they are? You know, what's the makeup of the crowd?
You know, I would say there's around 1,000 people all around the whole harbor. The harbor is around 3/4 of a mile deep, and there are people lined up and down on two bridges above the harbor. The people I've talked to generally have been spectators, neighbors, but I've seen people here from miles away who have come around the city. I've seen a lot of boat owners and a lot of dock workers, but mostly it seems like this is the event to watch in Santa Cruz this spring. There are many, many people out. And unfortunately, this phone is running out of battery, so I can't talk on it any longer.
Okay, well, I thank you so much.